I'd like to call the meeting to order. I'd like to have two resolutions come out of order.
Play before.
One is Resolution 270. 270 is authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with the Catskill Development Holdings LLC for a substation in Ulster County Sheriff's Office, Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Any comments? It's just a transfer of...
It's not a new substation. It's just moving one station to another station.
And there's a cost savings, correct?
No. Right now, we get free use of the Shandaken Town Hall. It's a room that's probably a third of the size. And this is going to cost us a monthly lease of, I think, $600.
$650.
$650.
$78 a year.
Better facility, better room, better visibility.
Yeah, it's three big rooms, more centralized to the western part of the county. It's a good deal.
Is this a private holding company?
Yes, the people who own it own the Emerson. Lodge.
So where is it? On 28?
Right across from the Emerson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on a little road off of 28. Right across the street.
Right next to the UNE Corp.
Yeah, it used to be a spa.
Where the old house, where the original Emerson was.
Yes.
Where the house was, yeah.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome. Enjoy the evening.
Yeah.
Resolution 274 is supporting a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to accept and administer 5339B, 5307, funding for bus replacement, authorizing Ulster County Executive Director any required applications or agreement to accept funding. Department of Public Works, UCAP.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Questions? We have all the experts here from UCAP.
That's $2 million.
Carol, right?
Carol.
I think Carol's here. You'd make Don wait, right?
Yeah, I would. Like I said, what I said before, at least he's dressed a little more spiffy now and everything else, you know? Yes, Carl.
Is this all contingent? Our $100,000, it's going to be anticipated. So that means if the grant doesn't come through, is that why we're $100,000 anticipated? Or is this a budgeted money?
Bert?
You can't say it's guaranteed because it has to be the 18 budget.
Yeah, it's the 18.
Oh, right. It'll be in the 18 budget.
Oh, okay. That's the only reason why. This is like...
Anytime we say future, we're saying anticipated.
We're getting the money. It's not contingent on getting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Chris?
If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. You're more than welcome to stay and see how it's done, Don. See how Amber's doing.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, you.
All right, Resolution 96, send the public hearing on proposed local law 2, amending Ulster County Charter, amending administrative code for the County of Ulster to clarify budget modification after adoption be held on Tuesday, June 20th at 7:20. Someone move it?
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion?
I have a question.
Yes?
So it still hasn't come out of the laws of law? What's that?
Amber, you know that? Is that a question?
Don't know. It says it was postponed.
It did go to...
I believe it passed laws of rules and it was postponed to Ways and Means.
Right.
I'm going to defer to the clerk.
Last month, we postponed it.
We didn't talk about it.
Oh, he didn't need a question.
But I'm reading the...
We didn't act on it. Sponsor said he wanted to hold it.
No action taken.
No act, okay.
In Ways and Means.
Right.
I
Anyone know what happened?
It was postponed here. It passed laws and rules last month.
I just have a couple concerns about it, but there again, depending what the committee wants to do, bring those concerns up in the future.
What are your concerns?
I mean, there again, we can add on the resolution itself, just to add on the, where it says the section one legislative findings, add except in the event when a transfer is deemed to be an emergency.
There is some timing concerns.
Excuse me?
There is timing concerns for this, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, there is.
What are the timing concerns?
There are times where I may need to do a transfer. I know with Indigent Legal Services last year, in terms of burial services, I didn't have the money in veterans. And as you know, we had additional burials last year. I had to find the money.
And you're saying there's nowhere else to find the money?
In veterans, a small budget. The only place I had was part-time vet.
Right, a better example of a quarter.
I will.
And there's a couple of examples. And I know Tracy postage was a big reason why this is here.
Yeah.
But I bring that up, the postage meter was over anyway.
Right, and I can get past postage. I mean, my thought, and I remember having this discussion at some point, maybe I was after the laws and rules about the except in a case of emergency. I mean, it seems strange to me to, is it your contention that you need to have extra money in personnel lines in order to fund emergency?
Not the case. Not the case. In terms of with purchasing, mm-hmm. I'll bring the postage example. I know it's a bad topic. There was vacancies in purchasing at the time.
Right.
So in order for me to fund it, in terms of timing, it was, I don't say easy, it's my last resort to go to payroll.
Yeah.
That's where I went to grab the money to make that transfer. Veterans, same way. There was no small budgets, no place to go.
Okay.
Yes, Ken.
Tracy, I just want to clarify this once and for all for the record. Okay? There are no phantom positions in our budget.
Okay.
But there are about 1,300 full-time benefited positions authorized in the annual budget.
Mm-hmm.
The day after that last audit, I had personnel pull a vacancy report. There were 28 vacancies. 2%. So 2% of our workforce was vacant on the day that I looked. 28. I think that report said there were 54. It's just false. It's not accurate.
Which report are you referring to?
The audit that this, you know, happens to support the purpose for this law. Okay.
Oh.
On the day that I looked, there were 28 vacancies. Okay. Of that, maybe 9 carried over for a year or a year and a half. Okay, that's for very specific reasons. A good chunk of them were 100% reimbursed positions that we had in social services. Okay, we filled things. If the work isn't there, if we filled them, we have to lay people off.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't have any impact on the budget. And then the remaining 10, maybe 5 or 6 of them, had civil service hold, where somebody had taken another position, but we had, because of civil service rules, we had to preserve the underlying job. So of the 1,300 plus full-time positions, there were 3 or 4 that were carrying over from year to year because we were trying to make some bigger decisions. That is not a phantom workforce. That is peanuts.
Yeah, I'm not, so, Tracy, I mean, I'm not having an argument about a phantom workforce.
You see the monthly budget transfer.
Yeah.
So there's always budget transfer.
Yeah.
But I point out, last year we did 10 of these type of transfers.
Right, but that goes to that kind of.
And I bring out the emergency. No, but I bring that as it's an emergency, mm-hmm. for 90% of those. So I think we case where I know we did one for tuberculosis order.
Yep.
To keep things clean, they had vacancy in that division.
Right.
I could have found another one. I just kept it clean.
Yeah, well, sure.
My opinion is
that. Yeah. I mean, I feel conflicted on this. I don't know where the rest of the committee. I mean, I just don't see it as the dire problem.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a problem, but when we do it, it's really for an emergency.
This
right.
is because Bert transferred $16,000.
40.
16 of that 40 was used to fund a mailing on the family court ballot proposition.
I can get way beyond that.
Yeah, but that's what this is about.
Let's not get into particular why it's presented to us.
The reason why I do these is basically for emergency purposes.
Right.
I don't go to payroll first. I will tell you that.
I believe that.
Yeah.
All right, on the meter question here, there's an opinion that I didn't see yet. Nick just told me that he wrote an opinion, gave it to Vicki. I don't know if the rest of the members have seen
Nick wrote an opinion and gave it to
regarding this resolution, saying that Nick, why don't you say exactly?
Yeah, no, we've discussed this in prior laws and rules, I believe, maybe at the last Ways and Means Committee, about the requirement for a referendum, and I filed an opinion with the legislature's clerk. My conclusion is a referendum is required, and it's subject to challenge if it's passed without.
Subject to challenge is a loaded term, though, because I know that I've heard before anything can be challenged.
I'll preface it with that my opinion is a referendum is required, and a bona fide challenge could be asserted.
So, given I have not seen
did anyone see the opinion? I did not see it.
No.
I didn't.
I think that's definitely something that needs to be taken into consideration if we move forward with a resolution like this. Do we move forward with a referendum on council's advice?
The sponsor has an opinion from the minority council that says a referendum is not needed.
I've never seen that.
I haven't seen it either, but I was told that.
I don't want to speak for Chris, but I think the position is that under the charter, the legislature has the prerogative.
It's a clarification.
The clarification of the charter. All right, and I agree with that. So in the charter, you have the absolute power to issue clarification, subject to compliance with municipal home rule law. My opinion is that to comply with municipal home rule law in this particular case, because I think there are issues of curtailment, that you have to have a referendum. Yes, without a referendum, going to end up in litigation potentially that you would be on the losing side.
Which is also the county attorney's position that it's subject to a referendum.
Correct. It's slightly different reasons, but.
Right, but just in Denver's own.
Correct.
I wish the sponsor were here to discuss
I wish
issues.
We had the opinions before us too, or had them beforehand too.
Can we postpone until next week and so we can see the opinions?
Well, you actually got a public hearing. You got probably set the public hearing today for next week, isn't it?
Oh, it's for next week.
So you probably have to do it this week in order to make an announcement.
Well, is the legislature voting tonight on this?
We're going to make a vote.
Not tonight.
Yeah, so
how could we have a public hearing? How could we set a public hearing for next week? If we're voting on it
tonight.
It says July 11th.
Sure, move through this committee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I think the text of the agenda is probably.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, probably.
That's a misprint.
Right.
That would have been how it read last month.
So why don't we postpone until next week?
Let's change it so everyone's on the same page. July 11th.
Which is what the resolution says. The resolution says July 11th.
July
11th would be the week before session. So
This says for on Tuesday, July 11th session.
Yeah.
Meeting second.
Mm-hmm. All right. That technicality out of the way. What's the pleasure of the committee?
I would like to postpone it to read Nick's opinion and to have a discussion in that interim for 1 week, postpone until our next meeting.
All right.
To take in Nick's opinion to address.
Take into all opinions that are available to us.
Maybe we could recirculate them together, get Chris's written opinion, Nick's opinion, which was just given to Vicki, and recirculate B's opinion so that everything's in one place, we can look at it all and then we can have a conversation about variance, and it'll be a shorter agenda next week as well.
Fourth mystery attorney that Dane knows that Wick put it in writing, but he told him that he would have written.
Is that your motion?
That is my motion, yes.
I just
wanted it until we get some.
We don't need a motion.
Postpone, we do.
Second.
Just to next week. It's a definite.
All right, there's a motion. Second. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye. Anybody want to vote on it now? No? All right. Resolution 188.
Approved
with red law.
Minutes.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Make a motion to.
How come it's not on here?
We skipped over it.
It's not on
the agenda.
No, it's not on the agenda. He's not online.
Okay.
What's the minutes of what dates? Like to make a motion to approve the minutes of
May 9th and May 16th.
Somebody make that a formal motion? Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution 188, approving the execution of a contract that consists of 50,000 for Bray County, Westchester County Association of Employment Training. Jimmy's moved. Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 227, authorized distribution of mortgage tax receipts pursuant to Section 261 of the tax law.
Move it.
Second.
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 Aye.
2 seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 228 through, if we kindly put it together, 236. Tracy, you have a problem with that? They're all social services.
To where?
236.
They're all identical contracts.
Yep.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second it.
Yeah, okay.
228 to 236 inclusive.
Second.
We got a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
On the resolutions.
Move it.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 237, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50,000 at Mid-Bay County. Catskill Kids PT, Psychological RN, Department of Social Services.
Second.
All right, next up.
Richdale, he belongs to 249.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do this one since we have that out.
I move in.
Second.
Second.
Can I just ask a question on this?
Yes,
I looked at the contracts, but these, unlike the Foster, where there was a number attached, these are just there's set rates and it's an as-billed.
These are, first of all, it's a state template, state rates, and we're required by state law to contract with all the leading providers. There's a lot more of these contracts. All the rest of them are under 50. So
these are the ones we anticipate to be over
50.
These
are the ones we anticipate that are
over
50.
But you haven't attached a big number to them, like in the Foster ones that were over $1 million each one. This is just an as-bill.
That's correct.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's all right.
Thank you. We're done.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Both want a resolution?
Move okay. to approve 238 through 249.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, on the resolutions, 238 to 249 inclusive.
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 250, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50,000 for the county, Sullivan County Paving and Construction Department of Public Works.
Second.
Grace?
Does anyone know in terms of the road shoulder paving how wide it's going to be paved?
I don't know, but it depends on
what's available.
For example, I saw that they were just doing Springtown Road, and you called, but we did some more from there.
But I'm assuming we're trying to do the maximum amount for safety purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that goes
above that. I think we want pervious on shoulder based on water to 1-1.
For it's a whole other discussion about the ditching along the road.
I know.
We can have that discussion.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Supporting you, sir?
Sam's gone. He's gone.
He's in the corner.
Watch your glasses.
You're gone.
Resolution 251, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the allegation amendment to be in excess of 50 in Everett County Communications Company, emergency management. Move.
Move.
Body.
Move it.
Second.
Questions? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 252, approving the execution of the contract in excess of 50 in Everett County, United Way of Ulster County Office.
Second.
Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 253, execution of a contract amending in excess of 50,000 in Everett County, Hudson Valley Engineering Social Department Public Works.
Move.
Second.
Grace?
On this one, so this is expanding the scope to include inspection services. Did we not know we were going to need inspection services? What's the story with that? Does anyone know?
Ken, can you answer that?
Which one do you want to answer?
It's 253. And it said, I mean, I have a note that says expand scope to include inspection services.
South by Corners. I'm trying to.
How do we do? I was just curious how we.
We need an additional inspection.
I think there was additional residential permitting.
From what we had originally planned, we need an additional inspection.
Why? Do you know why? Did it slow the drop?
I don't think the job's the same. I think maybe the state wanted more. I'm not sure.
They were permitting.
I can.
Okay.
Do you guys have the answers next week?
Yeah.
If you can just get.
I can. They're on the meeting.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
254, amending Ulster County's budget to accept additional allocation of funds from New York State Office of Children and Family Services to continue safe.
Move it.
Second.
Questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 255, amending Ulster. Amending Resolution 94, dated March 19, 2014. Amending Resolution Number 208, dated May 19, 2017, relating to Capital Project 405, Calder Center, SUNY Ulster.
Move.
I'll second it.
Questions? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Can we take Resolutions 257 through
270.
269,
we already did 270. We're at 257 on that. What's it?
I have questions on several. 262, 263.
All right, let's do 257 to 260. Sorry, bundle those, please.
Move to group. I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
On Resolution 257, 258, 259, 260.
I just want to make a comment.
Go on. Well, let's move it first. Move it.
No.
Move.
Second.
Second.
All right, Tracy.
I just think it's amazing. I don't think I've ever seen a resolution for 9 cents before. It's nice to see that we're budgeting so specifically.
Are we 10 cents?
No, 259.
Yeah, I don't like cents.
It's exists a budget balance of 9 cents to be rolled over into the 2017 budget.
I don't like the cents. I don't like the cents.
You're paying great attention to every last penny.
When I go to every, I'm not going to be happy.
I just feel like it couldn't go without a comment.
It's going to go boom.
It's so tiny.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
262, authorized chairman of Ulster County Legislature, executed a memorandum of agreement with the New York State, allowing New York State Department of Correctional Services to be supervision to use space in Ulster County's old jail department of public works and grounds. Move. Second.
Second.
Tracy.
So, when looking at this contract, there's a couple things that jumped out at me. One, we have to pay for janitorial services, which are highly specific. And I'm wondering how much that costs us. I mean, they're down to like how often things have to be dusted. It's a 5-year term, so I initially was asking what if we wanted to sell the building, and we have a 180-day notice that we can give, where they have only a 45-day notice. So I'm wondering why the discrepancy, why we don't have parity in terms of our notice. And then I'm also wondering, appeared to me in the contract that we have to pay the insurance. I could have misread it, but I'd like to know what that costs and how all of this relates to the rent and having that make sense.
Ken or Bert?
I've answered now. I can get them next
week. Can we hold this resolution and get the answers?
All right, motion. Well, we have a motion.
The janitorial, okay. The insurance costs,
okay.
why we all don't have the same
and the term.
Cancellation
okay.
term.
Sure. All right, so we have a motion to rescind our motion
not
to
quarters. Headquarters.
Who did it? I don't know.
Why are we rescinding
headquarters? We already did a motion to move forward with it. So we need a motion.
We did for discussion, but we can't. We.
I said just say a motion to hold it for next week.
All right, I'll make motion.
Second.
Second.
Well, we have the needs.
As soon as you have those answers, can you circulate it?
Yeah,
thank you.
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Resolution 263, amending capital project 494, Business Resource Center renovations to account Comedy Family Court. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Grace?
So, is this normal $25,000 for a PLA study? We're just studying whether or not we...
You have to do an evaluation in order to see if it's cost efficient to have a PLA.
It just seems so exorbitant.
Yeah, it's probably anywhere from probably $20,000 to about $35,000.
How involved are these studies?
Very involved.
It's like engineering, it's a scam, actually.
It seems crazy. It seems very right, I think. But this is definitely standard.
I mean, the numbers can vary, like I said, from 20 to 35,000.
Do we go out to a bid for this?
I don't know if we actually did, Ken. Did we, Ken?
I believe
it's on the contract.
It's being added to the contract.
It's added to the contract.
Who's going to do it? 96 the first
time? Yeah, contractors. Sub open up, someone's doing it. I got to remember the figure on this project.
It's just so crazy. I mean, I'd like to analyze what it just seems so. Oopsies. Thank you. Let's just like the tear of the shingles off the roof at the county pool
and then you pay an engineer 10 to 20% to put new shingles on. Why? It doesn't take an engineer.
Right. No, I agree with you on that. But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Says you do, so. Don't get me started with engineers.
Now, when was the last time we did a study to determine whether or not a PLA was? How much did we do for that study?
When was the last time?
Yeah.
Did we do one at the... in Kingston there, the building up there? In order to do a PLA, I don't know if we did a PLA on that job or not.
We did not.
If we do a PLA, you have to do a study. Any PLA, you have to determine by a study.
I thought we got a determination from Mark Ryder that told us there was only one PLA in the last 10 years, and that was for the jail.
That's right.
Right, but I get that, but I'm saying... There was only one PLA, but when was the last time we did a study to determine if we were going to do a PLA? And just that was the last one.
To see
if it's cost efficient to do union labor versus non-union labor.
Right.
I mean, that's what it boils down to.
This is like a number crunch tonight. It's just crazy. Okay.
Let me just, you don't know who the contractor is regarding
that? I don't know on top of my head.
Public Works is not my belt.
I would like
to get that answer.
Just remember, you
know,
I'm no longer
that
study. The 25 grand will come through so that we can do a PLA, we'll say 15.
15,000?
Yeah, no, they'll do the PLA. It'll push you more for the freaking study.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right, can we have a motion to hold this over until next week?
I'll make that motion.
In the meantime, Ken Burke, can we get that information?
Yeah, I'll get that. I'll just submit all these.
Is that 263?
263.
Yes.
All right. 265, amending capital project 298, construction of various shoulders, Department of Public Works. Move.
I did.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
267, extended capital project 504, Frost Valley Road. S-Turn Project, amending 2017-22 Capital Project, Public Works. Move.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. In favor say aye.
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 269, authorize the chairman of Alton and legislature to execute a lease agreement with 935 Associates LLC for office space for Ulster County Office of Employment and Training, Public Works, and Grounds. Move. Jim. Second.
Second.
Can you just want to highlight us that? Basically,
this is the movement of the Office of Employment and Training along with the Department of Labor into an office space on Voices Lane. This helps facilitate the reconstruction of the family court. Under this agreement, the Department of Labor will be a subleasing to the county. The state will pay about 70% of this cost. The remaining 30% will be federally reimbursed WT. So no
Any questions for Ken? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 271, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Homeland Security Emergency Services for the 2016 statewide employable communications grant amending 2017 Ulster County budget. Move.
Second.
Questions? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Wait, that was 270?
One. 272, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter into municipal cooperation agreement with Rockland County for the purpose of providing regional hazard mat team with various hazmat equipment fire coordinator.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions?
Yeah, this is like just an in-kind thing. We're just receiving services in the amount of $35,500.
Yeah, what they do is they do it regionally, and so we're in with Rockland County, so then apply for grants and stuff. They want you to do it regionally and not act as an independent.
So it's not costing us anything, but it's like an in-kind accounting. We're saying that's the services we're getting.
Yeah. And what do we have to do? They work together.
We're not spending anything.
All right. Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Resolution 274, we did 275, authorize the chairman of Ulster County to execute an agreement with the town of Lloyd for rail property for Hudson Valley Rail Trail West, phase four. Move.
Second.
Questions? Roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
277, authorize the reacquisition of residential property to the original owner, Department of Finance.
Second.
Any discussion? 278, all members are all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
278, authorize the conveyance of county-owned property to original owners, Department of Finance.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any questions? Roll call, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
279, authorize the chairman of finance to accept and reject bids for the purchase of parcel of Rowland County land at April 20th, 2017 public auction, Department of Finance. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. I have a question.
Oh.
So, I think everybody got those emails regarding parcel 274, 275. Mm-hmm. It was my understanding that the gentleman that sent the email was under a misunderstanding of who actually was the high bidder. He thought they were both the same person. But his email, I pulled it back up, didn't say the name of the person that he thought that had achieve the bid. So I'm just wondering, I know it's TJ's your district, do you have an update on that?
The only thing I know is that the person who got him got one, but then there was a woman that got the second one. We don't know if there's a relationship between
the person who got the second one.
Is it trust of some kind of environmental
correct
trust?
Yes.
So I'm assuming he doesn't have an issue with that, but
I spoke to the gentleman myself.
Me too.
And I said at length, I mean, first of all, DEC, I mean, well, why aren't they involved with the mining operation? Secondly, I mean, I don't know what the code is up in your, municipality up there regarding mining or clearing land or anything like that.
Yeah, it's an old quarry anyway.
Yeah, but if it doesn't have the permits.
No, but I mean, it's an old quarry. I don't know if they're still mining at this point in time or not, but it's an old quarry that. The space, the gentleman that we spoke to, the area that he's concerned about, that the guy is using now, currently, is an old quarry.
The other piece of property, not this.
The property that the gentleman currently owns.
Not this property.
Not the one he's looking to purchase, but the one that he owns is an old quarry.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but does he have permits?
I don't, but it's an old quarry.
Doesn't mean if it's old quarry, if he doesn't have permits, normally the DEC is not going to allow you to.
Right, no, but the point is he's saying that the guy is mining and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if he is mining, but it was mined at one time. So he owns the property. It's kind of like you go in and clear all the logs, and then he's saying, okay, you cleared all the logs. Well, 50 years ago, they had permission to clear all the logs. So.
Well, in my conversation with him, he said that the DEC said he was only mining less than 1,000 tons a year.
Once he gets that, yes.
Yeah.
But so where, is there any, it's obviously in the proposal, so the world doesn't have an issue with turning over the property because you don't assess those.
I can't make speculation what folks are going to do with the property.
Right.
We can't use it as a judgment regarding.
Right.
I mean, you know, you want to do whatever you want to do with the property as long as the code allows you to do it.
The code, right. Yeah.
I mean, we have no.
We don't have the authority.
No whatsoever.
I just wanted to.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
280. Establishing and reporting the standard day for elected and appointed officials.
Second.
Any questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Everybody has. Amber in their packet, they had transfers, correct? Budgetary transfers?
In the emails.
Any questions on that? Request for proposal on 2018 executive budget. We have, in our last year, we have the firm O'Connor and Davies that if we'd like, we can hire them again for next year's budget. To review or for this year, for next year's budget, they outlined the review of the 2018 budget. It's a pleasure to Ways and Means.
Last year we went out to bid on that.
We had one year with a two-year option. Motion.
To retire O'Connor Davies.
Yes, please.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any other discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Is there any old business? Any new business? Motion to adjourn.
So
thank you very much.
I think.
DJ, what are you doing?
Being integrated upstairs.
That's why I'm
Independence Party.